Martín, el de Pumas. Arranca y va, y pasa y es buena. Atrás el centro, Saba y viene, viene gol.
En español there, you might call that the agony of defeat. That's Telemundo reporting the U.S. men's soccer team losing 2-1 to Mexico in a World Cup qualifying match yesterday. It's something Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the Takeaway Sports contributor, told us to watch. They could still qualify for the World Cup, but ouch, Ibrahim. Good morning.
Yeah, it's a little painful right now. It's a little painful. I had to watch it with a bunch of Mexican soccer fans, and I was wondering, where are the American soccer fans? But there were some.
What were the weaknesses demonstrated by the U.S. team here that maybe bodes ill for qualifying?
Well, I think they're qualifying right now in the CONCACAF Cup, which is the standings to see who the top three go to the World Cup. The United States is still in second place. Mexico is in third. So they're still in good shape and they're still poised to go to the World Cup.
Where is a good place, if you are a football soccer fan, to figure out these complex rankings that make sense of these qualifying? Because, you've been on the program a bunch of times. I follow soccer, and I don't understand how these rankings work.
The rankings don't make a lot of sense. I'll be honest with you. I think you just following each of these smaller regional areas is really where it goes to. And FIFA, FIFA does a good job, and they're the governing body of soccer. Internationally, and they do a pretty decent job on their website of sort of explaining the different breakdowns of the different areas.
One quick thing: this is a streaky team. Do you think they have a good possibility of getting deep into the tournament? Should they qualify?
Well, this is my thought: is they're extremely talented. They play with a lot of heart. They play with a lot of grit, but they're not playing smart. They're not playing wise. So I think they just need to toughen up from now until next year. And I think that they have what it takes to go deep in the World Cup. They just really need to start to watch the Brazilians, watch the Italians, watch the Spanish, see how they play when the games get really tight, and play up a little bit. They played back at certain times in the game, and I think that they played a little scared. They were surrounded by 100,000 fans in Mexico. They've never won in Mexico, and they still haven't done it
since 1937, a winless streak.
Exactly.
Yeah. And they're clearly intimidated by that. Standout players, and then I have a baseball question before we go.
Well, the guy Altidore, he's the main guy, and then of course Charlie Davies, who scored the goal early and gave the U.S. an early lead.
So this bench clearing brawl in Fenway Park between the Detroit Tigers, your team, right, Celeste?
That's right.
And the Boston Red Sox resulted in a suspension for Kevin Youkilis, 5-game suspension. Did that surprise you?
Yeah.
It's kind of like if anyone's ever played a sport when the coach in the middle of practice storms off the field, gets mad at the players have to come together and figure out how they're going to move forward. It's similar to, I think, it's almost calculated, I think, in a sense. You know, the Red Sox are in the middle of a playoff hunt. The Detroit Tigers are poised to win their division. So I think right now it's kind of like charging the teams up so that they can make that final push. It might be a little tough, but I think that that's what's in the back of Youkilis's mind.
Well, a lot of the Boston fans were saying, yeah, turn this team on because they're totally dead right now. Do you believe that?
I really do think they're having some troubles, but I think this is a little spark that will get them going, and I think it goes across a lot of sports. You'll see that baseball doesn't have a lot of opportunities for the people to hit each other and go at each other, so throwing a baseball and hitting a guy or charging him out is the only way for them to charge each other up.
I still don't think the Detroit pitcher should have been suspended.
Well, and Pedro Martinez back, thumbs up, thumbs down.
He pitched well. He
for scored, the Phillies.
Yeah, he pitched well. Great. He looked good.
Yep, Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks so much.
Good morning.